Thank you, Bhante, Ananda, and Jyoti. And we always start our Dharma session with silent meditation, just sitting down, be quiet, and let our mind be calm. Because learning the Dharma is something that we must regard it. We cherish it with care and attention. And as you come in from outside, maybe sometimes from work, maybe some tension or anxieties. But if you calm down your mind so that the mind will be in a position to understand and absorb the Dharma well. 我们每次呢在开始一个佛法的活动以前，都喜欢引导大家一点简单的静坐，那么让自己的心能够静下来。因为通常你们在外面呢，居士们呢，通常外面的比较生活比较急啊，或者是比较快速，驾车在路上呢也是比较急。 所以大家静静的给自己的心静一静，这个会有帮助，帮助我们能够更好的去吸收、去领悟佛陀的教法。那现在呢，如果你们有眼睛，把眼睛拿开，因为我们的眼打坐的时候戴着眼睛是不好的，因为眼睛呢压着我们的这个鼻梁这边呢。 那个气不通，会带来压力感，放松比较好。 So take down the spectacles, because if the spectacle will be pressing on the side of the nose, which will not be very good for the flow of the energy, and not so helpful for relaxation. So relax your body. If possible, if your health allows, sit upright. Take a deep breath, straighten your body with an in-breath. 坐得直，如果你的健康允许，坐直是比较好，气比较通，吸一口气，随着吸气把身体带起来。 采用打坐的姿态，然后呢，要懂得放松啊，中脉啊，你的背脊骨啊，中脉那边。 直的，可是不要支撑啊，好像是拉起来一样。拉的心法跟撑的心法有不同，你感觉上好像随着吸气把它拉起来，它就不会僵硬。如果你用支撑的方法呢，它就会僵硬。这个是跟心的状态有关，所以你感觉上好像拉起来，随着吸气拉起来。 然后呢，感觉上好像你全身除了中脉以外，其他地方呢，像棉花、像豆腐贴在身上。So you try to pull up your body together with in breath. Do not push. The mental quality of pushing, you try to push using the mind to, with the mind of pushing. You tend to have stiffness and tension. But if you apply the mind as pulling up, then it will be relaxed and easy for the qi to flow, the prana to flow. And feel the rest of the part of the body, your shoulders, your arms, hands, fingers, all the rest of the part of the body, like cotton, like tofu, just hanging on. So with that, you have one point, which is your spine, will be firm, firm in a natural way, and then your body soft, so it will balance up. These both qualities, firmness and softness, balance up. That will be very good for our mind to work. When we have a very perfect and good physical and posture, then the mind works efficiently, better. Zhong mai, 如果稳定, 它有一种刚的成分, 可是它不是硬, 它不是僵硬, 它是有灵气的, 刚的成分, 然后如果身体其他的部分, 很柔, 它就, 柔和的成分, 一刚一柔, 它就很平衡, 那么这是平衡的, 姿态, 让我们的心很容易在这样的身体里运作。 接下来你放松, 一吸一呼, 就把身体放松, 一吸一呼, 感觉上身体如果有什么闷气的话, 随着呼气, 呼出来。 感觉上每一个呼气都把身体里面的不好的气、闷气都散播出来，随着我们的呼气，散播出来，甚至也从毛孔散播出来。So you feel, now you start to relax together with in breath and out breath. When you breathe out, you feel all physical tension or any negativities. Physical negativities flow out together with your out breath. Now, 接着呢, 随着吸气呼气, 把心里的什么不好受啊, 或者是什么紧张压力, 随着你的呼气, 感觉上心, 心情里面什么不好的都抛出来，虚空有无限的承担能力，不要担心，把它放出来，放到虚空中散播出去，它就会消失，让你的心情随着吸气呼气散播出去。 一直到你感觉到心空空荡荡的，很自在，很开阔。So together with your out breath, you feel all mental negativities, impurities, whatever tension or unpleasantness flow out together with your out breath, and you feel, until you feel very open and spacious, you feel your mind very open and spacious, so free, so open. The body and mind like the space. 身心仿佛就像虚空一样的开阔，空空荡荡。感受到环境里的一份沉默、寂静。当你的心很静的时候，即使是周围有很多的声音、风扇声、车声， 但就在这些声音里头，其实虚空里有着它的沉静，在最嘈杂的地方也有它的沉静的能量，让你的心跟这份静相应。 When your mind is very getting quiet your mind will be in harmony and coherent together with the peace and silence in the surrounding, even though you may hear the sounds of fans, cars, steps, people's walking. But if your mind is quiet enough, the silence in the mind, silence within, can be incoherent with the silence outside. Even in the most noisy atmosphere, if you can keep your mind silent, you can feel the silence outside also. That kind of silence can only be comprehended and feel and experienced by a silent mind. Even in the noisiest place, there is silence. If only you know how to link with it. 即使是在最嘈杂的世界里，都有它的沉静。只要你能够跟它相应，你就会感觉到，在最嘈杂的气氛里，都有着一份静的。好，就这么样的静静的安住一回。
Samanta Chakvalisu Atraga Chandulivata Sadamma Muni Rajas Sunantu Saga Mokadam Dhamma Savanakalu Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savanakalu Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savanakalu Ayam Badanta Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Itipiso Bhagava Arahaṃ Sammā Sambuddho Vijja Charana Sampanno Sugato Lokavidu Anattaro Purisa Dhamma Sārati Sattā Deva Manu Sānaṃ Bundho Bhagavati Svākhāto Bhagavata Dhammo Sandhittiko Akāliko Ehi pāsiko upanayiko pacchattaṃ veditambo viññuhīti Supatipanno bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho Ujupatipanno bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho Nyāyapatipanno bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho Sāmīcipatipanno bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho Yadidaṃ cattāri purisa yugāni atta purisa puṅgala Esa bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho Āhuneyo pāhuneyo dakkineyo anjali karaneyo Anuttaraṃ puñña ketaṃ lokāsāti Etena saccha vajjena pātu tvāṃ ratanattayaṃ Etena saccha vajjena pātu tvāṃ ratanattayaṃ Etena saccha vajjena pātu tvāṃ ratanattayaṃ Karaniyamatta kusalena yantang santang padang abhisamecha Sako ujocha sujocha suvachocha samudu anatimani Santo sakocha subarocha appakichocha sallauka utti Santindrayocha nipakocha appagambo kulesu ananugendo นาจักุดังสมาจเรกินจีเยนาวิญญูปะเรอุปาวะเดยุมสุเกโนวะเคมิโนหันตุสัพเพสัตตาบาวันตุสุขิตัตตาเยเกจิปานาบุตัตเตทสาวะทาวราวะอนาวะเสสะดีกาวะเยมหันตาวะมัญจิมารัสสกานุกัตุลาดิฏฐาวะเยวัดดิฏฐาเยจดุเรวะสันติยวิดุเรบุตาวะสัมบะเวสีวะสัพเพสัตตาบาวันตุสุขิตัตตานาปโรปรังนิโกเบตนาติมัญเญตกัตตจินังกัญจิบยาโรสนาปฏิกสัญญานาญมัญญสดุกขมิจเจยมาตายตานิยังพุทธังอายุสาเอกพุทธมนุราเกเอวัมปิสัมบะบุเตสุมานสังบาวะเอปริมาณังเมตตาจะสัมบาลูกัสมิงมานสังบาวะเอปริมาณังอุนดังอโดเจติริยันเจอะสัมบาดังอเวรังมัสปัตตังติฏฐันจรังนิสินโนวะสยานุวะยาวตัสสวิกตมินดุเอตังสติงอดิเตยะบรมมะเมตังวิหารังมิดมาหุดิทินจานุปกรรมสิลลาวะดัสเนนสัมปันโนคามิสเวเนยเกดังไนจาตุกับบะเสยังปุนาเรติติเอเตนะสัจวัจเจนะสุติเตโหตุสัมเวดาเอเตนะสัจวัจเจนะสัมโรโกวินาสตุเอเตนะสัจวัจเจนะโหตุเตจายมังกลังยังดุนนิมิตังอวามังกลันเจโยจามนาโพสกุณาสสันโดปาปาเกหดุสุปินังอคันตังบุตรานุบาเวนวินาสเมนตุยังดุนนิมิตังอวามังกลันเจโยจามนาโพสกุณาสสันโดปาปาเกหดุสุปินังอคันตังดัมมานุบาเวนวินาสเมนตุยังดุนนิมิตังอวามังกลันเจโยจามนาโพสกุณาสสัดโดปาปาเกหดุสุปินังอคันตังสังฆานุบาเวนวินาสเมนตุสัมเบบุดาบาลาปัตตาปัจเจกานันจยังบาลังอรหันดานันจเตเจนะรักขังบันดามิสัปปะสุสัมบีติโยวิวัจจันตุสัปปะโรโกวินาสตุมาเตบาวันวันตรายุสุขีดีกายุโกบาวะบาวะตุสัมบะมังกลังรักขันตุสัปปะเทวตาสัมบะบุญดานุบาเวนะสดาสุตติบาวันตุเตบาวะตุสัมบะมังกลังรักขันตุสัปปะเทวตาสัมบะดัมมานุบาเวนะสดาสุตติบาวันตุเตบาวะตุสัมบะมังกลังรักขันตุสัปปะเทวตาสัมบะสังฆานุบาเวนะสดาสุตติบาวันตุเตสาธุสาธุสาธุ
So, brothers, Bhante, brothers and sisters in the Dharma, today I shall continue the talk that was started 2 weeks ago on changing our fate.各位佛友们，今天我会继续延续上两个星期给大家讲的讲座，改变命运的这个课题。上两个星期也跟大家讲解了到底在佛教里面，根据佛陀所教导的自然界的法则。所指示出来的自然界的法则， 到底命运是怎么一回事。我们讲了那个因果业，也讲了命运里的变机，知道命运是可以转可以改，在某个程度上它是在这个缘起的法则里可以调整可以改善。那我们也讲了改变命运的第一步，就是先把自己的私心自我放下，让自己有一个清明的心，超然的心，能够看清生命的真相，能够具备如实的能力。因为只有我们放下自己的污染，至少最初的那些也要放，放下私心，我们才能够很冷静很超然的看待我们生命里面的一切遭遇，我们的智慧，如实的智慧才会升起。不然我们如果看不清，我们怎么能够想要怎么改变自己的命运呢？这是第一点，所以这也就是第一步。我们也讲了，为了要达到这个超然和冷静如实的心，我们不要相信自己的，当我们的感觉不好受的时候，不要相信自己的知觉，不要相信自己的判断，怎么样也要等到我们的心情我们的感受平和。当你的感受冷静很平和的时候，那么至少拿到对的答案的可能性就比较高，会比较高，但也不是绝对。因为有些时候即使是你很超然很冷静，可是如果看真相看因缘的能力不足够，有些时候还是会看走的。但至少当我们的心冷静超然平和的时候，我们处在于一个能够把自己当下的智慧发挥到顶点的状态。当你能够把自己的智慧发挥到顶点，那已经是最好的了。如果说还有什么错误，那也是生命里面必然要经过的学习过程，那就没有什么遗憾。但至少我们允许自己把自己的能力发挥到最好，自己的智慧发挥到最好，然后把不需要受的苦，不需要犯的错，不需要走的冤枉的路避开。 So we talk about how to change our fate. We talk about that actually this thing so-called fate in Buddhism, in the law of nature, it is not something that is fixed. It can be changed.And we change it according to natural law, according to the principle of dependent origination, that things arise because of various conditions. And if we understand the conditions, we know how to change it by putting in right conditions. And then we talk about the first step. The first step is...to let go of the burden of I, of selfishness, of ego, that corrupt our perception, that corrupt our vision. Because of ego, because of the wrong notion of I, and because our mind are covered by defilements, we are not able to see things as they really are. We are not able to experience lives purely. And when that happens, we always come to wrong judgment, wrong perception. So, we also talk about why we shouldn't trust ourselves when we are not emotionally balanced, when our feelings are disturbed, not having good feelings. At that time, we need to be detached and wait until everything gets to smooth, natural state. So when feelings are no good, do not trust our perception. Do not trust ourselves. Do not trust our judgment. Because we cannot exercise pure wisdom when we are emotionally affected. Even though we say we can think rightly, but actually not. So we must give our wisdom a chance to operate. So when we are detached, calm, free from selfishness, then our mind, our wisdom, our present wisdom can function to its highest efficacy. That is the best we can do for ourselves. What more can we do? If even that, even by doing that, if we still make mistakes, well, those mistakes are meant to be learned as in the process of learning in life. We cannot blame. That's the best we can do already. If we invoke the highest wisdom, our present wisdom, then there will be no regret. Even if we make mistakes, there will be no regret. At least we work out our wisdom to the best we can. And then, when our perception is pure, we are able to find answers, how we can transform our life. And we also say that it's impossible if we want to change our life against natural law. You have to do it according to natural law, universal laws. The laws that exist in this universe, whether the Buddha declared it or not. Just like gravity exists in this universe, whether Isaac Newton declared it or not. So, if we want to change our life, we need to change it in accordance to nature law. So some people, when they change their life, they work very hard, but come to no effect. They try to make them lead a happy life, but because of not understanding what is the nature of law, they are adding causes of suffering. And when they add causes of suffering, no matter how hard they work, they only end up suffering more and more. But if for those who know nature of law, and work accordingly, then they will be able to change their life successfully. Eventually, all his effort will bear fruit. So we also said that we need to change our life, we need to follow the natural law. You cannot change the natural law to change our life. 你一违背了自然界的法则，它就不会成功。这自然界的法则是有佛宣扬它，没有佛宣扬它，它都在的。就好像地心引力，有没有牛顿说出来，它本来也在的。就像你造一个圆的东西，那个圆的东西就会滚动。你造一个四方的东西，四方的东西就不会滚动。这是自然界的现象和规则。一样，所以改造生命要了解生命的理的自然界的规则。So, if you want to change our life,We need to know the nature laws that operate in our life. Because nature laws are like that. If you work according to it, it works. Just like you try to make something around, a ball or something, a wheel, then it will turn around. It will roll. But if you make a square thing, a cube, it will be there.It cannot roll. So in the same way, if we work according to nature law, and our effort will bear fruit. So the first step is a kind of passive. That means you just let go of ego, corruptionsAnd let the mind settle into natural state. Then you'll be able to see better. The next step. Without the first step, it's difficult to see the next step. So the first step is very important. So it is a kind of a, like, in action, like passive. But not exactly. Sometimes it can produce very positive result. But anyway, the approach is a littleMore, it's not an active approach. It's just let go, sit back, and let the mind settle down into its natural state. That's all. Without interfering our experience with judgment, with ego, with greed, anger, delusion. That's enough. Just let whatever that happened in the mind, let it settle by itself. Then we'll be able to see things as they really are. So this will be the important first step.For us to effectively to move on to the next step. 所以第一步很重要，第一步做得好，就能够有效地让我们迈向下一步。第一步看起来好像一种被动的，你不需要做太多东西，就只是平静放下，让自己的心里的什么杂质自然地沉淀回到原来的状态，沉静的状态，清静清明的状态，那会让我们能够很如实很清楚地看到生命的真相，知道应该做什么，下一步要做什么，要想也想得清楚，要关照也关照得清楚，然后接下来你就一旦有了第一步，有了巩固的第一步，接下来你就可以采取比较正面积极的一步去改造生命。真的命运是可以改造的，在《菩萨本身经》里面有一个故事给我很大的曾经给过我很大的启发，当然它是一个故事，这个是不在不同时代的故事，所以也许你在这个时代，以现在这个时代的智慧，也许你未必会很能够接受那个故事的情节，因为它牵涉到什么天神啊之类，有些人不相信有天神，没关系，如果你不相信有天神， 你可以以这个故事当作寓言故事来学习，如果你相信也就可以。那么这个是朱拉卡林嘎加达嘎，这个菩萨本身经第301个故事。那这时呢，就讲到古时候，上古时候有两个国王，两个国家和两个国王，一个是卡林嘎国和卡林嘎国王，一个是阿萨嘎国，还是阿萨嘎国王。那么这个卡林嘎国王呢，卡林嘎王，他有四个很漂亮的公主。那么这个卡林嘎王很会打仗，古时候的打仗都是国王带头，国王做国王都是要最会打的。所以呢，他有这四个很漂亮的公主，他就想，那时他打遍了天下无敌，人家觉得好像没有人来跟他打仗，他就有点不过瘾。他想，谁没有人敢跟他打的，他太会打了，他就想哪里我可以找到我的对手呢。那这时呢，那么他的官员呢，大臣就跟他讲，国王啊，很容易的，你用那个车把你的四个女儿载着到处去，看有哪一个国王会为了要得到你的女儿，被给你的女儿吸引而跟你宣战。有吸引力就会有勇者出现，到时你就会有对手就会有人跟你打。很奇怪然后于是呢，这个卡林嘎王他就接受这个指示，这个建议，然后就把他的公主呢扮得漂漂亮亮的就去，然后走到每一个国家，人们都快快的把城门关起来。为什么呢？怕不要，最好你的公主不好进来，进到来的话我接待不起要了这个公主，那就是要跟你打仗。哎呀，每个都怕，这个卡林嘎王太会打。结果呢，就是一直走一直走呢，走偏了印度，一直都没有很多的国家呢都不敢呢跟他打。可是绕了一个圈子回来的时候，就回到他的邻国因为他从一边出发，从另一边回来，到了他的邻国这个阿萨嘎这个地方的时候呢，这个阿萨嘎王也说要把城门关掉，不要让他的公主进来。哎，我不敢跟这个国王打仗。而这时这个阿萨嘎这个王呢，他有一个大臣，很有智慧的大臣将领，叫做南迪塞纳。这个南迪塞纳呢他很聪明他想，如果我们让这个四个公主就这样离开回到她的国家，那真的是我们这个印度也不称不上是印度了，那是实在是大家好像整个印度都没有人才，这样不行他就跟他的国王讲，没关系，不要担心，我们会打赢他的所以就把他这个公主呢请进城里进了皇宫，然后让他立他们为皇后。那当然这就大事了，直接把这个公主借过来立为这个阿萨嘎的国王的皇后呢，当然就是准备说这个阿萨嘎国王要打仗了要借战了。所以就这样，那么卡林嘎国王然后就给卡林嘎国王发了一封信，就准备交战。So, I want to tell a story which at one time the message in this story inspired me quite a lot. But the story, whether you want to, it comes from the Jataka story, the stories of the Buddha's previous birth. Some people may not like to believe it because it involves devas and stories about devas and things like that. Some people don't believe that about the existence of devas, but it doesn't matter. But because this story takes place in a long, long time, it's a different world. In a different world, It's very difficult to believe. Huh? The context, the environment, the culture, everything are different. So, just like people in 30 years ago, it's very difficult to imagine the world 30 years later as we are having now. 30 years ago, you don't have internet, you don't have handphone, and people's life and communication are very different. But now it's very different. So you see, so similarly, it is very difficult for now, for our people at present time, to imagine an ancient world. And sometimes people's life can go up to, few human life can go up to thousands, like 8,000 or 10,000 years old. It's very difficult to imagine that type of world when people's life span was very long. Of course, people nowadays find it very difficult to believe. But put aside this. One day, if you meditate more, you may understand more about this. So, coming back to our story. It doesn't matter. If you find the story, the contents difficult to believe, you can also take it as a fable and learn the message from it. I think the message is more important than whether the story is how real the story is. It doesn't matter. More important is the message. So come back to the story. There was one time in the ancient time, there was this Kalinga kingdom and this Asaka kingdom. And the king is called Kalinga king and Asaka king. And this Kalinga king, he has four very beautiful daughters, princess. And he is very powerful king. Very good on the battlefield. Very strong to fight. Those days, kings, when they fight, the kings is always the leader in the fighting. Unlike today, the kings will send people to fight and they will hide behind. But those days are not like that. King always go to the forefront and fight. So this king, he was so good in fighting, he couldn't find a rival. Nobody dared to fight with him. He's so famous for his power, his mighty powers. So he got bored. No rival, very boring. Life is so boring for a person who likes to fight. So he started to voice out, how can he find a rival? And then one of his minister gave him this suggestion. Very easy. You just put your four daughters, four princes, on the carriage and let them travel all around India and tell them whoever like to marry these four daughters must fight with the fathers, fight with the king. So with this temptation, this attraction, they will always come up with people who are brave to fight. So the king accepted this suggestion and sent their daughters abroad to other countries. But every country, when they heard these are the daughters from the King Kalinga, and to marry these daughters, you have to fight with the king. Everyone is scared. It's not worth it. Even though the daughters are very beautiful, but if you marry the daughters, you have to fight with the king. So a powerful and mighty king. So nobody dare. So all close their fort without not allowing these daughters to come into their country. Better don't meet them, otherwise get into trouble. So when these four daughters travel all around India, they go from one direction and come back in another direction. And came back in another direction. So, no country, no kings dare to accept to marry these four daughters until they came back to the neighbor. Another side, they came back to the neighbor, which is this Asaka country. So, then, even this Asaka king also gave the order, closed door, don't accept this, we don't want to fight with the Kalinga. But this king Asaka, he has a very wise and minister. His name is Nandisena. This Dandisena was thinking, well, India will be called empty. When if nobody dares to take up this challenge, India will become empty. It's empty. No warrior, no great warrior comes out. It can't be. It shouldn't be like that. So he was thinking, okay, now. They told the king, no problem, don't worry about it. We'll find a way to win this battle with Kalinga. But, so please accept these four daughters, four princesses. So, okay. So the king also followed the advice of this minister and take in these four princesses and make them queens of Asaka king. So they send a message to Kalinga and say, now we have, our king has married your daughters, so we will accept your challenge. But please do not come over to our country. We will fight at the border. So two armies will fight at the border. So, okay, King Kalinga king also accepted that advice. Okay, so they just want to fight. It's not to conquer the land, but they just have the desire to fight, just to prove their mighty power. So they came to the border. So before they start the fight, this Kalinga king, he was thinking, there are ascetics around. And these ascetics, they have great powers. They have a power to prophesy things, what will happen, what will turn out in future. So better I go to an ascetic and search and ask, who will win this battle? So at that time, our Bodhisatta was actually an ascetic at the border of both country. So this Kalinga king came to this Bodhisatta, this ascetic, and asked. So he didn't, he disguised, not as a king, he disguised as ordinary people, again, asked. When these two kings fight, who will win? Asked the Bodhisatta, the ascetic, the hermit. And then the hermit said, well, one side will win and another side will lose. So, but anyway, this is just general answer. Always someone will win and someone will lose. Someone will be defeated. But anyway, if you want to know exact answer, wait, tonight, Saka. Saka is the Deva king. Saka is coming to me. So, I will ask Saka, who will win? Okay. So, come back in a few days' time and I will answer you. Or come back tomorrow, I will answer you. So, this way, they waited for the answers. Namo, 这个呢, 当那个, 这时呢,他们准备要打仗的时候呢, 这个, Kalinga王呢, 他们就准备他们两方面呢, 这个阿萨卡, 这个南迪塞纳, 他们就送一个讯息给那个 Kalinga王, 说, 好, 我们接受你的挑战呢, 现在我们的国王娶了你的女儿, 做, 你的公主, 做这个王后, 那么现在呢, 你要战可以, 可是不要在任何一个国土上战, 我们在边界上战。 好, 那么他们就准备了, 来到边界。 这时呢, 这个 Kalinga王, 他就想, 这些, 到处呢都有这修行人, 这修行人都有很大的能力, 他们能够知道预测未来, 所以倒不如我先还没有打仗之前, 先去问一下, 看谁会打赢。 结果呢, 他就, 于是呢, 他就装成一个平凡的人, 来到这个边界, 来找到一个修行人。 而这个修行呢, 就是我们的菩萨, 释迦牟尼佛的前世, 菩萨。 那这个菩萨呢, 他就问他, 那时他作为一个装扮着一个凡夫平凡的人就问他，现在有两个国家要打仗了，两个国王要打仗，请问呢你谁会赢？那这个菩萨就说，哎呀，有一方会赢，有一方会输了，当然是如此。不过如果你要知道准确的答案的话呢，那明天你倒回来，因为今晚呢天上的天宫地色33天的天王会下来找我。 那么我呢，我问他，请天王呢，这个萨迦呢， 问一下，看到底哪一个国王打仗会赢，我再告诉你。那么那天晚上呢，提公就来了，然后这个菩萨呢就问他，到底在打仗呢，谁会赢，而且会有什么迹象。那么提公就讲，噶林噶王会赢，阿萨噶王会输，而且他也把那个打仗的时候呢所出现的迹象预测说了出来。于是呢，这个噶林噶王来的时候呢，他就跟他就来问的时候呢，他就回答说你会赢，因为那个噶林噶王会赢。但是呢，噶林噶王没有问，他没有问赢会怎么赢，他并没有问会有什么现象，他也没有问。他一想到我会赢，他就很高兴了，就离开了，就离开了。So the night Saka came and then gave told this Bodhisattva. When Bodhisattva asked him the question about who would win the battle, the Saka answered, Kalinga king. King Kalinga would win the battle and King Asaka would be defeated. And then he also explained, at that time there would be such omens and such sign would happen, something like this, all will whatever will happen during the battle, King Saka mentioned. King Saka is the Deva king, the king in Tavatinsa, the king of Deva. So he has a psychic power, he could predict, could prophesy who would win. And he would know, he could know what would happen. So when King Kalinga came, he inquired who would win, and he was told that King Kalinga would win. He was very happy. He thought, I would win the battle. But he didn't inquire what would happen during the battle. He didn't inquire. So he was so happy, he went back and spread around the news, saying that the ascetic told him that he would win the battle. So the news spread around. Before the battle, already the news spread around. So the army of King Kalinga was so happy. And they thought definitely they would win the battle, so they were so happy. So, overjoyed. So when this report came to Asaka's side, Asaka summoned Nandisena and said about his worry that he would lose the battle. But Nandisena said, don't worry, we'll find a way to overcome this. So he also went to the Bodhisattva and asked. And Bodhisattva told him exactly King Kalinga would win. But this Nandisena was smart. He asked the Bodhisattva about the omen. What would happen during the battle? Then the Bodhisattva told this Nandisena. At that time, there would be a deity, a devala, means a kind of, actually there are many types, something like a kind of some kind of very low type of deva. They usually, sometimes when kings, sometimes they may have people who have extremely strong karma, they have their deity that support them. They have due to some karmic link. We don't go into deep into this aspect. So this the war deity for this of the conqueror will be a spotless white bull. It appear in the form. It manifests in the form of a spotless white bull, which is cannot be seen by ordinary eyes. But the loser, the deity of the loser, would be a perfectly black bull. And then these two bulls, these two Deva and the Deva, their deity would fight with each other. When the war was going on, actually the deity of the kings also they would fight with each other. So it was telling like that. So 那个时候呢，这个当这个消息传到这个卡林嘎这个噶林噶国王呢，他知道他会赢，他很高兴，然后回到兵队里面呢，到处去散播说他会赢，修行了伊舍沙他会赢。那么他就很高兴，消息一传开了，大家都很高兴，就认为他一定会赢。这时消息也传到这方面来了，阿萨嘎这边，阿萨嘎王这边也知道了，他就叫这个南迪谢纳他的将领来， 说他担心他现在准备要输了，因为天王讲的话怎么会错呢？可是这个南迪谢那就说，不要担心，我们会想办法。然后他也来找这个，同样找这个修行人波利萨达，他就问他到底谁会赢。那菩萨也告诉他，是嘎林嘎王会赢，阿萨嘎王会输。可是这个南迪谢那他就很聪明，他就问那个菩萨，问那修行人，到底在那个战争的时候会发生什么呢？会有什么特别的迹象没有？这菩萨就说，那时呢，他们的战神呢，这个国王，古时候那些很强的国王呢，他是有他的战神的。这个胜利者的战神呢，是他的显现呢，会显现成一个好像白色的牛啊，这样完全没有纯白的牛。那么失败者的他的那个国王的战神呢，会是个纯黑的牛。那个牛不是眼睛看得到的，它不是眼睛看得到，它是一种战神的一种显现。它会以牛的状态显现这样子啊，不是说它一定是牛，可是它是以牛的状态显现。然后他们这两个战神会打。那么于是呢，这个南迪谢那这个匠人，好，他回来了，他就带了那个1000个他的那个战士到一个高山上，然后他就问他那些战士，你们能不能为我们的国王牺牲生命？他说可以，好，现在就从这个悬崖那边跳过去。大家就冲了，古时候的战士啊，命都可以舍得为了他的国王，马上就是要冲向那个悬崖。他讲不停，再也不要做这样的傻事，你不是用这样的方法来为我们的国王牺牲。明天打仗的时候，全力以赴打一个漂亮的一战，这样，他激发了他们的那种战士的斗志。So, this Nandisena, he brought the 1,000 the warriors, to the mountain. After he coming back from the Bodhisattva, he brought the 1,000 warriors to the mountain near the cliff, and he asked the warriors, "Will you sacrifice your life for our king?" Then they say, "Sure, we will sacrifice our life for our king." If that's the case, jump down from the cliff. Immediately, these 1,000 warriors rush to the cliff. Those days, they just listen to command. Those warriors, if they receive a command, they will even give up their life for it. They rush to the cliff. Immediately, these Nandisena stop them. Stop. Don't do something like this. This is not the way you sacrifice for our king. Tomorrow, when the war comes, give your best. Put in your best fight. Okay, then in this way, he boosts up the spirit, the morale of these warriors. So this Kalinga's army, they're having a good time. They know no worry that they were going to lose. Because they're very confident that they will win the battle. So when they actually come to the battle, they were not well prepared. In fact, a bit, they were too proud. They couldn't give it a good fight. This is one thing. And also, during the fight, this Nandisena asked the king, asked his king Asaka, "Can you see the war deity of both sides, something like the white bull and then the dark black bull?" He said, "Yes, I can see." Because only the kings could see, other people couldn't see. It's very strange somehow. So he said, "Okay, now, don't worry. You get down from your horse and move forward. Take your spear and spear at the war deity of the opposite side, of the white, the that one which manifests in the white, in the form of white bull, attack it. And once you attack it, and then the rest of us, all of us will shoot our shoot it, and spear it in this way. And then the king took this suggestion and went forward and actually killed the war deity. And then when that happened, and also when the warriors were so brave, they fight across, and then eventually they put all the whole Kalinga king's army to flight. So they won the battle, as King Asaka won the battle. 所以呢，就在这个 真正呢，这个时候呢，这个噶林瓜王的军队呢，他就想我们一定会赢的，所以呢，也就没有真正的下心思，真正准备。所以等到他们真正要用他们的力量的时候呢，他们也放松了，没有真正的打，所以这是第一个失败的原因。第二呢，就是在真正打的时候，国王跟国王接近的时候呢，那么这个南迪塞纳就问他的阿萨嘎王。 他说：“你有没有看到什么战神之类的东西？”他说：“有，对方的是显现成一个白牛，我的是显现一个黑牛，在我这方面的。”那么他讲：“好，你先下马，拿起你的剑呢，拿起你那个标枪，标这个对方的战神，把他标死。你一标，我们也跟着标，一起把他标死。” 结果他们就一行动呢，就把对方的战神那个百牛的显现成百牛的就标死了。然后这时呢，那一千个战士又那么勇猛的站过去呢，所以很快的这个一边就倒了，这噶林嘎王呢就逃了，逃了。所以他们这个阿萨嘎王呢就战胜了。所以当他战胜的时候呢， 这时呢，这个噶林嘎王在逃走的时候呢，他又来找这个菩萨，他骂他：“你怎么能够撒谎呢？修行人怎么能够撒谎呢？修行人撒谎是不可以的。你讲我会赢，结果我输了。”这样很生气，他就骂了这个菩萨一顿，那菩萨就傻傻的给他骂了一顿了。那么， 过几天，这个天上的萨迦又来了，地蛇又来找这个菩萨了。这菩萨也就跟他讲：“你为什么骗我呢？你骗我，天神是不撒谎的，天神是不撒谎的，为什么你会撒谎呢？”这时呢，这个天王呢，萨迦，他就讲：“啊，婆罗门呢，他称这个菩萨为婆罗门的 Brahmin 呢，你难道没有听说过吗？连天神呢？” 都羡慕啊，都妒忌一个勇猛的英雄啊，一个有定下心、有很大决心的、绝不放弃的战士的勇猛英雄。那么有很多善于善用自己的聪明去战斗的，有很高的勇气，而且有很大的那种冒险的力量的那么四种力量啊。那么所以呢，因为这四种力量有很 坚定的决心，有很大的那个智慧，懂得用智慧，有很大的勇气，而且有很强大的冒险的力量。那么，所以呢，这个阿萨嘎呢就赢得了这场战役。So when King Kalinga he lost the battle. Then he was fleeing, running away. He approached the ascetic, the Bodhisattva. He reproached him, he scolded him. Why? How can you lie? Ascetic never lie. Recluse never lie. Why you lie to me? You told me I would win the battle, but actually I lost it. I was defeated. It's no good. You are not a good ascetic. So after scolding our Bodhisattva, he went back to his country. Then, after a few days later, the Sakha came to this hermit, came to our Bodhisattva, and then the Bodhisattva also, the hermit asked the King Sakha, why you lie? Devas never lie. Why you lie to me? And because of your lie, I got scolded. Then King Sakka said, Hast thou, O Brahmin, never been told, gods envy not the hero bold. The fixed resolve that may not yield intrepid prowess in the field, high courage and adventurous might, for Asaka hath won the fight. This is in the verse form. It actually means the gods, even the devas, envy the hero, a bold and brave hero. A hero which has a fixed resolve that never yield, never give up. Fixed resolve. Intrepid prowess means wisdom. That wisdom of a hero. High courage, brave, an adventurous mind, powerful, strength. Because of that, this Asaka have won the fight. So, the Buddha at the end of the story said he was the hermit, he was a bodhisattva, and then Nandisena was actually our later we know to be Sariputta. And the four daughters were the at that time arahant, the female ascetics. I didn't tell the present life story, but I was just told about the previous story. That. So, either this story, at that time when I read, I was not so much interested in what is a war or fight or battle. But this told me something. That actually, even if something which is prophesied, a fate predicted by gods, it can be changed. That message is beautiful to me. That even if this God that prophesies you, that prophecy may not be fixed. It can be changed. Since I read this story, I start to work on. Whenever I read the suttas, the dhammas, whatever, I always work on how can I change fate. Or that makes it was a big help to me, this story. So whether, to me, the message is most important. It doesn't matter about the details of the story. The message told me that I must find a way to change fate. 所以呢这个故事到这个故事结束的时候呢佛陀就说他就是那个修行人那个菩萨那么那个南迪贤那呢就是未来的这个舍利佛尊者那么那四个公主呢就是后来成了阿罗汉的那个辩才很会辩论的那个女修行人后来成了比丘尼了这样 那这故事呢讲的是那种决心智慧战斗智慧勇气还有那个强大的那个力量那种敢冒险的那种力量当然这个不打仗这个东西呢不是我所感兴趣的我感兴趣的是他传达的讯息就是即使是天神下来这么厉害的提供下来地设做的预测 都可以被推翻，如果一个人有决心，可以改造生命，这个讯息对我来讲非常的珍贵。自从我读了这个故事，我得到这个讯息过后，我一直都在寻找，在读经的时候，我一直在寻找改变生命的方法。那么，第一步，你要相信生命可以改变，命运可以改变，你不相信。 那个不相信本身就成了思想的极限，思想的极限最可怕。人最怕就是没有思想的勇气。你没有了思想的勇气，那么什么都不能。至少我们要找出什么是可能的。当我们知道可能为可能的时候，我们就要有勇气去实践，要敢想，不是妄想。 如果是真实的、可能的，那么我们要相信，只要我给这个可能的事情注入对的因缘，那么它就会有结果出现。时候到了，因缘具足、成熟的时候，就会有结果。这个信仰要有，你没有相信，你不相信，那怎么能够做呢？
就像一个雕刻家，如果他看着一块石头，他想象不出一个天使的模样，你想他怎么能够雕刻出一个天使的模样呢？所以心里面的影子很重要，你相信可能它才可能，但是这个相信也要符合自然界的规则，你不符合自然界的规则也不可能。所以但至少要排除思想的局限，你第一件事情你要相信命运可以改造。 So the message of that our life, our fate can be changed is such a powerful message. The belief in it is very important. If we believe our fate cannot be changed, whatever is told to us by fortune teller cannot be changed, then it becomes a limitation of thought.It limits our thought, limits our power of thinking. We will have no courage to think. In fact, the courage to think is very important courage. If we don't even have the courage to think, how can we make things possible, even if it is actually possible? Of course, the courage to thinkmust be based on natural law. If you are very brave, you can think about this and that. If it is against natural law, and you don't actually work it out, it will be only daydreaming. It cannot be fulfilled. It cannot come true. But if what we believe is in accordance with natural law, and we actually work hard, work on the causes to work it out, thenWe can change. So this is one thing very important that we must believe that it can be changed. So in this story, it tells us about resolution, wisdom, courage, and adventurous might means actual power. But this is for the war. But in other aspects,if we apply the mind, actually it comes from mind power. We are not teaching about how to fight, but we are teaching how to have strong mind power to live a life. To live a life. And if you want to apply in meditation, then also we can apply in a modified way. Meditation also requires determination.Wisdom, courage. Without courage, also very difficult. Every now and then, get disappointed, get disheartened, also very difficult. And then we must actually have mind power. So this will help. Whether we want to change our spiritual life, our daily life, our worldly life, we need mind power. This I will proceed to discuss more in the coming talks.How to invoke the power of mind in changing our fate. The various powers of mind. 所以这个故事呢，在故事里面告诉我们四种力量，一是决心，二是智慧，三是勇气，四是力量。那么这个呢，力量就看各种，看你用在各个层面怎么说。这个故事里的它是讲战争，基本上要讲的都是心的力量。生活上我们不要讲战争，生活上你要有很强大的心力，你才能够把生活上的问题克服。那么如果是禅修也一样，禅修你要修禅，你需要有这个决心，没有决心的人三心两意两下子就放去，怎么会成功呢？要有智慧，要用对方法，然后要有这个勇气，没有勇气两下子一点遇到一点挫折就沮丧，这修行也不会成就。两下子就生退心，这怎么能够修行呢？灭苦这种路是这么将大的成果，涅槃将好的将大的成功成就，怎么是小小的力量小小的心力的人就能够达到的呢？那么接下来就是那个力量，种种的力量。 等等。那，所以我们讲到呢，就是没有了排除了思想的局限过后，我们要培育我们的心力。心力是心的力量，能够帮到我们改造我们的生命。这就是为什么我们来学佛，我们要修，培养定慧，除了戒。要戒定慧，戒掌控自己的能力，然后定培养定力，然后智慧，这些都是心的力量。往后我们再慢慢的讲解。所以要懂得，如果要改变生命，你要懂。那有了心的力量，你还要懂得自然界的法则。你要懂怎样善用自然界的法则。怎样善用法的力量，心的力量，法的力量，还有业的力量，怎么用，这个我们要从佛陀的法里面寻找答案。那讲回来，刚才我们讲到把自己善用自己当下的智慧的顶点，但如果我们智慧不足怎么办呢？我们让更高的智慧引导我们，我们就要用佛陀的智慧了。最好的智慧，最好用的智慧，就是佛陀的智慧了。那么如果我们对佛陀智慧又不容易掌握，读经又不能够很能够明白的话呢，那我们怎么办？那我们就要找出有智慧的导师，让有智慧的导师引导我们去吸收佛陀的智慧。那么即使是我们的智慧没有那么高，但借着佛陀的智慧，我们也能够让更高的智慧、更高的法在我们生命里运作，这个很重要。 So in terms of changing our life, changing our fate, we need to invoke the power of mind, strong power of mind. We also need to invoke, we have to flow along with natural law, to invoke the power of Dhamma. And then we also need to invoke the power of Karma. So these are very vast subjects, cover a lot of aspects, scientifically, morally, a lot of aspects. So it takes some time to slowly to explain. It can go on into many, many talks.But one thing useful, just now we talk about invoking our present wisdom to the best of our ability, to the best of our present wisdom. But in this aspect, I have something to say. If, what happens if our wisdom is not sufficient, then we try to use higher wisdom. Allow higher wisdom to help us. Of course, the best wisdom is the Buddha's wisdom. So we let the Buddha's wisdom guide us. We let the Buddha's wisdom guide us. But what happens if we find it difficult to understand the Buddha's wisdom? When we read the text,we find it difficult to understand. And when that happens, we have to use our best, our present wisdom, to seek out wise men that who have better grasp, better understanding of the Buddha's wisdom, of the Buddha's teaching. So, through the teaching, explanation of wise men,we are able to come closer and closer to the Buddha's teaching. With that, we can, even though if our wisdom are not sufficient, but if we allow higher wisdom to guide us, then we are able to live according to higher wisdom. there is one of the effective tool to change our fate. To live alone, to get the help of higher wisdom. That's why in the text, at one time, when Venerable Ananda told the Buddha, I think wise Kalyanamita, wise friend, good friend, is half of our spiritual life. Then the Buddha said, no, no, do not say that, do not say like that. Wise friend, Kalyanamita, good friend, is the whole of spiritual life. Not half, whole of spiritual life. See how important it is. Because with the guidance of wise friend, the wise people will teach us how to live in accordance to truth, to Dhamma, to natural laws. And when we are able to invoke the power of natural law, invoke the power of truth in our life, then that's the most powerful thing. Because Dhamma is the most powerful thing in this universe. If only we know how to appreciate them. If only we know how to use them. So this will come in future talks. 所以这个 依更高的智慧而活是很重要的，特别在改造生命方面是非常重要的。所以有一次在经典里，经理阿难尊者跟佛陀说：“佛陀，我认为善有伽利亚那密达善有是修行生命、泛行生命的一半。”佛陀说：“别这么说，阿难，别这么说。善有是泛行生命里的全部，不是一半，是全部。你想，佛陀对这么大的强调，对善有这么大的强调，你知道那是多么重要吗？为什么呢？因为通过善有的引导，我们能够依自然界的法则而活。”我们能够在生命里面发挥出法的力量，要知道法的力量实在是世间最强大的力量，只是人们一般都不知道怎么用而已。如果我们懂得用这个力量，是我们生命里面广大强大的力量。所以善有的引导帮到我们活出了自然界的法则，发挥了法的力量。这个如何发挥法的力量，这会在接下来的讲座里面跟大家分享。So, it is very important that we believe that we can change our life and we sincerely want to work out our life and live according to natural law.To invoke higher wisdom, to allow ourselves to be guided by wiser ones. So in this way, we find an effective and efficient way, a quick way towards changing our life, towards uplifting our life. 所以呢，通过愿意让自己被引导，那我们可以活出更高的智慧，来改造自己的生命。但如果要做到这一点呢，我们一定要一定要有谦虚的心，愿意接受引导，才会有这种效果。如果我们没有谦虚的心，我们有傲慢心，那就不能有这种作用了。 So to do that, to allow Kalyanamita plays an important role in our life, we need to be humble, otherwise it will not work. So we need to have a humble mindto receive the guidance of a wiser person, to receive the guidance of a wiser ones, so that we can invoke the power of
higher wisdom. So with that, I wish all of you always have better life and better future, and ever move towards the light.
所以我祝福大家，愿你们呢都能够一而再的提升你们的生命，总是让你的生命走向光明。
So now we invite Bhante to lead us for the sharing of merits.